Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Florida International University, and we just conducted a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or condominium, or manufacturer, or mobile home?
It's a townhome.
And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Do you own or rent your home?
We're buying.
Okay. And can you please tell me, in what year was your home built, if you can remember? More or less?
No idea. Don't know.
20 years, 50 years?
Don't know.
Any guess?
Well, it wasn't 50, but probably at least 20.
25 years ago? Okay. And okay, tell me. 1 second. Let me fix this real quick. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
All my life.
So what, that more than 50 years?
More than 50 years.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a hurricane category 1, category 2, category 3, 4, or 5? Any of the adults or you experienced any of those?
Been in Florida where the hurricanes have come.
So I know you've been much experienced of some of them since you've been there for 50 years. But have you? Yeah. So
we've been in a tropical storm. We've been here for hurricanes.
Hurricane.
From a hurricane, and it came where we went. So
understood. Do you remember the category of the hurricane that you experienced at all?
One was a 1 and one was a 3.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. Can you tell me the name of the year of the tropical storm? Do you remember the year of the tropical storm, Elise?
We have tropical storms almost every year. No, I can't give specific years, though. I can't even give specific years, but one of the hurricanes was in 2017,
okay. And the other one?
2017. The other one... I don't remember.
We had to
work the emergency food
stamps.
I don't remember the year for the other one. It was before 2017, though.
So, let's say 2014, it was a hurricane season really bad in there. No?
I don't remember. The conditions were bad afterwards. I don't remember.
Understood. Okay. And the... Okay, now moving right along. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Not really, no.
No? Okay. And, I'm sorry. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Putting up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative or friend in another area, or you will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
It would depend on
how serious.
How serious the hurricane is.
Understood. Let's say for the sake of argument, for the sake of research, there is a tropical storm. How would you prepare? Put up the hurricane shutters or board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company?
If it's a tropical storm, I don't worry about it.
Okay. Your home is already prepared, right?
It's prepared for a tropical storm, yes.
Understood. And consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane and damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Very certain we'll have the information. Whether or not we'll have all the required items, that I don't know.
Understood. And can you please select the top 3 sources of information? Do you use the internet source or other than social media? Do you use the radio, TV, the newspaper, print media, friends and family? Do you get your news from social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or the application WhatsApp?
No, I use the radio. radio. I may use the internet some and TV.
And TV, okay, thank you. And on the scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? What number from 1 to 5?
3.
Okay, thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for hurricane storm? The cost of childcare, the cost of food and other essentials, the cost of housing,
no.
Cost of insurance,
no.
Transportation costs, loss
no.
of income or employment,
no.
property
no.
taxes, none of the above.
No. None
okay.
of the above.
Thank you. And is your home located in the flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
It's probably in the flood zone. I don't think it's in an evacuation zone.
Okay. Hey, what is the letter designation for the flood zone where you are? A, B, or C?
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay. And when you, when would you evacuate in case of a hurricane? When would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? Hurricane conditions are possible within the 48 hours. Will you evacuate within the 36 hours, 24 hours? Or you will evacuate if the emergency management officials order you?
It would depend. It depends on when I'm released from my job so that I can evacuate. And it would depend now on looking at it, because the one time I did evacuate, the storm followed me and ended up hitting exactly where I went.
Understood. Wow. But if the hurricane watch is issued in your area, would you evacuate within the 48 hours, 36, 24?
Depends. Hello. I'm picking up. I hope it's the right place.
How should I record you?
Simon there.
You take your time, okay, ma'am? You let me know when you're ready.
Okay, yeah. I got the money now. Where is it? There you go. Mm-hmm.
You let me know when you're ready, okay?